Welcome to The Hitch, week 6.
Hi.
Hi.
It is day 44. Mm-hmm. We're in Billings, Montana.
Yes. So we didn't actually go that far today.
No, just a 2-hour drive.
Just a 2-hour drive.
That was all we had in
That's
us.
That's all we had. I know. It's sad, but true. And just because we had switched everything, we had a bunch of stuff in terms of canceling reservations, yeah. Making new reservations, and just really that's all we had in us.
Yeah, we had to roll out of our old campsite. They had no space. We actually asked if we could just stay an extra day.
Just to kind of have a recovery day. We were so tired.
Yeah, and just to also kind of be able to think through the revised leg of this trip and all of that. So we did some of that. From Billings. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any space, so we had to push on. So went to Billings, also home of the cell phone provider store actually had your phone. So
yeah, but I made the mistake of going there before eating lunch, and like
it was already late in the afternoon.
And we're like, we'll just swing by. We'd been like assured that it would just be a quick pickup, and it was not, as it never is, I'm sure. And I just like got beyond hangry, and I am one of those people who the blood sugar crashes and I basically turn into a monster.
Yeah.
And also I just want to lay down and die, basically. Yeah. So I mean, I don't want to, but that's what it feels like. So I didn't do very well in the store. At one point I was like, I'm out. And I just like,
well,
was
specifically,
like, freaking out.
A dude walked in with a gun strapped to his waist.
Yeah, that's true.
And you were like,
I've had enough.
I'm rolling out with my kids. And
I was like, you know what? I've been waiting for an hour. Yeah. It's 3:00 and I haven't eaten lunch yet. And And you know, he was just some dude with open carry, whatever. Yeah.
But still. You don't strapping to go to the Verizon
store. No, you don't. And when people do, it makes me feel nervous. Like, why? Yeah. Why are you bringing your gun into the Verizon store? Are you going to just shoot people? I mean, I don't know the world we live in. And I was just far too crabby to be standing next to a guy packing heat right next to me. And also, I just was so hungry. I was like, I can't anymore. Anyway, it wasn't a great day by any means.
No.
It was a super crabby day, and I finally ate. That helped a little, but Billings.
We're just wiped out, you know?
We're just beat. I mean, we were talking about it earlier, and like every single trip, pretty much every trip, even little weekend trips, will have a moment that dips down kind of pretty low. And luckily, we've traveled enough together to know that it's a temporary thing. But I have to admit, it's really like I was pretty bummed today just thinking about how I've had a hard time in Montana in general. And I love Montana. Like, I used to live here and I have all these great memories. But it's just kind of been one thing after another for me. It has not been working. I feel like Montana is not working. That was in addition to getting way too exhausted from the long drives. I just kind of felt like I had to get out. You know, it just wasn't like it wasn't feeling good to me anymore. And today was no exception. Today just kind of sucked.
I mean, it was the drive was short.
The drive was short. The drive was easy. It actually was really pretty today.
It was a day that we've had on this trip before and talked about where it was just errands. Like, we had a huge shopping list. We had no food, basically.
We had no food, so we had to go shopping. Yeah. We had to get
and
gas.
And we had to get your phone. We had to get gas. And all that stuff just took
it
a little longer
takes...
than it needed to. And
we should have eaten first. That's lesson that we should have learned. Another lesson we should have learned.
So many times over.
But I don't know. Like, when you know a place, and like I was showing you guys this place as like a part of who I am and a part of who I've been, and to have it just not work the way I wanted it to was really frustrating. And that's a lesson in expectations. Like, every time you go to a place, it's like, a new time. So I shouldn't have these expectations from days gone by or whatever.
Right.
But it was definitely frustrating. You know, there are times I'm like kind of one of those go with the flow type people.
Right.
Like, you know, if something's working or, you know, change gears if you need to, whatever. But like, I just kind of feel like I was hitting walls left and right.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
From like my phone dying on my birthday to just a lot of other things that we don't need to go into because I don't want to spend it just complaining.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for me personally, this is a low moment.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I mean, I think earlier you said like we've traveled enough that we know that these happen.
Yeah.
But we also know like to react to them, you know, like
yeah.
You gotta hear it, you gotta listen to it, you gotta be like, hey, yep. This is none of this is working and we gotta, you know,
we gotta change up.
And definitely today was just tiring. Like the fucking phone store took forever and like
yeah, Billings is not my favorite town.
No,
sorry,
it's just
sorry people it's from just, Billings if you're listening.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's just not great. Like,
well, and it just like everything again
everything
was like
spread
the
out.
Part. And like, so
yeah.
It was just like running these little errands was like the whole afternoon. And, you know, we finally got back and these afternoon Montana rainstorms rolled in immediately. So it was like, you know, we're actually in a fairly pretty campground.
Yeah.
That's like kind of behind a cement factory or something.
I
but
know,
it's
when
like,
we were driving in, I was like, oh.
But it's, but it is actually pretty.
It is really
but it was
pretty.
Like, you know, kind of rainy and blustery in the afternoon. But we're leaving Montana.
We are. And I, you know what? I'm glad about it. And that makes me sad.
Yeah.
So I have all these mixed feelings right now. Like I have not come back in so long and I've wanted to come back many times. And this was not a great trip. I mean, that said, there were so many great moments.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I still love it. But it's just I'm having a complicated visit with Montana this time. And I hope next time is better. But yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
Yep.
That's just how it goes. I was thinking back to we've talked many times about the 7.5 week road trip we took 2 years ago. Spotty, you can hear her. I'm sure she's crying because Dan isn't petting her enough.
I'm petting her.
He's petting her vigorously. Just not enough.
Yeah.
But I was remembering specifically this one day where there was we were driving through Northwestern Idaho.
Yeah.
In the area where there were a lot of like nuclear testing grounds and all this. Isn't it called the Atomic Highway?
I don't think it was quite right there, but it was close.
We were close to it. And there was all this smoke and we didn't have any reception on our phones to figure out what was going on, but clearly there was a fire and like we were driving our family towards a fire in the middle of nowhere where there was just like not many people around and we didn't have any reception. We didn't have any ability to find out what was going on. And that was that trip's low point for me.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we doing? You know, and I just got really low. But, you know, shortly after that, we went to Yellowstone. We had a wonderful time. Like, I know. I mean, it's just like life, you know, when you get into these funks where you're depressed. And if you can just hold on and get through it and work through it, it generally gets better.
Right.
And I know that it will. I mean, already, you know, even in hard times, there's still a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we played mini golf tonight. It was great.
Yeah, and you know, tomorrow we're heading to Devil's Tower.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which should be great. We have a host of food, so we're not going to end up missing
tons
a meal.
Tons of food. We're going to prioritize eating.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
And about 4.5 hours driving, so
yep.
It's going to be a haul because we took it easy today on the drive, which was the right move.
That was the right
move. And then we'll be there for a couple nights, and then we're heading back to the Black Hills so we can chill some.
Yeah, we need to have some time where you can hear our 13-year-old laughing, listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
We still need to do some relaxing.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time.
So anyway, that's it from Billings.
So anyway, signing off.
See you out of Montana tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded on the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.